I would just point to the Criminal Rule 4.16 in determining the bail amount in this case. I really think the court should consider that it shall be commensurate with the gravity of the offenses charged. We're looking at two Class A felonies here, coupled with, I think, a couple Class Ds. I don't have the indictment in front of me, but I know there's two Class A's and I believe two Class D felonies. Obviously, a Class A felony is the most serious thing that we deal with in the in this court system, and I think that the bond is appropriately set when we're dealing with two Class A felonies.